tough decision, obviously, for the NBA, trying to weigh players' safety, the game itself, with the business interests of basketball. And I thought, at first, I thought it was just warm. I thought at halftime, it should have been called. And I should have been stronger. You know, I said on the broadcast, I asked Mark and Mike, you know, what did they think? And they really didn't think it should have been postponed. I, on the other hand, did, because I think it's different than, you know, people talking about playing in the old Boston Garden. Well, you knew there was no air conditioning. You yeah. could prepare for that.
You start hydrating a week out.
Exactly. And that's what they tell you to do, right?
Yeah, if you're gonna play in the Boston Garden.
Right. And I coached there. And so that's what you did. There was no – it's just, to me, like the light issue. You know, can you play with lights dimmed a little bit? And you've seen that in the NBA. Yeah. What then it becomes a little bit more. And there's a point where something is just – it crosses the line. And I thought last night that was a tough decision. I don't even know if it was discussed, actually. But it would have been a hard decision to make. But I think it would have been the right one. But in retrospect, nothing happened. And now both teams have to try to – I'm glad there's a two-day period off between so they can try to get as rested and healthy as possible going into game two.
How do you try and manage a situation like this from the coach's seat? Because you look at LeBron, he plays 33 minutes, and that's with missing several of the last couple of minutes there, whereas Tim Duncan the entire game plays just as many minutes. So it seems like Popovich was sort of taking the temperature into consideration a little bit. If you're Eric Spoelstra, do you look at this thing, I guess, in retrospect now for him, and maybe manage the minutes a little differently, knowing that that the Heat's taken a toll?
No, I think he subbed for James early in the third. James asked out. He took him out. But they're not winning without LeBron James playing huge minutes. You looked at last year's finals. Tim Duncan played huge minutes. I think the Heat did alter the rotations for both teams. I think both teams substituted quicker. But I think Eric Spoelstra has the right pulse of his team. He knows exactly what they have to do to overcome. You know, to me, in this year, San Antonio's a better team. And so he's going to have to play his guys a little bit longer and hope that they can come through.